I'm Walt Lindela, and this is another edition of Wildcat Wednesday, an update on things going on at Northern Michigan University. Today, we're chatting with Bridget Barabee. She's the Associate Athletic Director at NMU, and we're talking about Veterans Day activities going on at the home hockey series this weekend at the Barry Events Center on campus. Here's more with Bridget Barabee.
We've worked with the Veterans Alliance to see kind of what works best and what's more attractive to honor our veterans and do something fun for them and engage them in a way that we can, where we can honor them as well as just do something special for them. And so working with Marquette County Veterans Alliance, we've offered veterans free admission into our hockey games this weekend. So both on Friday and Saturday, November 11th and 12th. We do both, even though Veterans Day obviously only falls on one of the days, just to, again, be open to them. Mm-hmm. And so we will invite all veterans to just to come and be a part of our game day. We'll do some different things in games to honor them as well, from just having the military music, to having them stand and be recognized, to having a color guard that are there just to give the game a military feel. But we more or less do it to simply honor our veterans and to invite them to come out and be a part of it.
I know that Northern in particular has done a lot of programming with education for veterans and to give them opportunities with that. How does this kind of tie into that? Is that to just maybe get them on campus and say, check this out?
Yeah, it's kind of a check this out type of thing. And it's also just, it's really to honor them and to both honor them and to draw to recognition to Veterans Day and to the number of veterans we do have in this area. We have a tight group with the Marquette County Veterans Alliance, with all of the different people in Marquette County who work with the veterans. And then we do have a large campus office and group of veterans as well. And so it's a way to kind of go out to them and say, thank you for everything you've done. And let's reach out to those veterans and have them on campus for one game.
What will you be doing with the veterans that will help commemorate them?
So we try to play the different music and have them from their different branches of the armed services. So we'll have that take place. We'll also have the local Army National Guard unit. We'll take the Hummer out on the ice just to give it kind of that military feel. Mm-hmm. We have flags that we'll give out to fans. We'll ask different branches of the military to also stand and be honored when we play their song. And then we will go into recognizing some individuals that we've done throughout the season and we'll continue throughout the season, but we'll do a couple extra this weekend, just highlighting them, their achievements, what they've done in our community, what they've done for our country, where they are today, and we'll have them in attendance as well.
We continue with our Wildcat Wednesday. In the studio with us is Bridget Barabee, the Associate Athletic Director at Northern Michigan University. We're talking about activities connected to Veterans Day this weekend at the home hockey series. Let's give them all the details. Who are you playing, when, where, all of that?
We play Bowling Green. So we play Bowling Green at the Barry Event Center in hockey both nights, Friday and Saturday nights. Our games are 7 o'clock. Technically, that puck drops at 7:07, but we like to say 7 o'clock. And veterans do get in free both of those nights. Mm-hmm. They just need to visit their typical Veterans Affairs types of places where they interface with Veterans Affairs, and they have the vouchers for them, and they just bring that voucher to the door. If anybody has a problem getting a voucher or anything like that, they can deal with Veterans Affairs on our own campus. But we're trying to make it as easy as possible for those veterans to work with the usual groups that they work with. So all of the groups in the Veterans Alliance do have the ticket vouchers for veterans to use to get in, and we will be honoring them both Friday and Saturday night, which is November 11th and 12th.
Of course, it is a great opportunity for veterans to come out and enjoy the game. The general public also invited and encouraged to come out. How is Bowling Green as an opponent this year?
Bowling Green is a very strong opponent every year. They're picked, I believe, probably second in the WCHA, right up there with Mankato State. They are kind of a perennial powerhouse these days, so they always play really tough, chippy hockey, and so everyone's really usually excited to see them play, and they're a tough Division I opponent.
So it should be some good hockey this weekend at the Barry Events Center in Marquette. If people are looking for tickets, how do they get those?
You can always go to our website, which is www.nmuwildcats.com. So nmuwildcats.com is kind of your place where you can get any sort of information, as well as tickets, any of the details about our events. And then additionally, I should mention, not attached to Veterans Day, but Sunday is a skate with the Wildcats. So community members that do want to come down and skate for free, it's at 4 o'clock on Sunday. We try to make it work with the NFL schedule. So 4 to 5 on Sunday is Skate with the Wildcats down at the Barrie Event Center. We do have skates that we give out for people to use as well as helmets.
So for those that are listening this morning that are veterans, they're interested in attending the game, what do they need to do?
They need to simply pick up a ticket voucher from any of the groups within the Veterans Alliance, which is just the Veterans Affairs groups within Marquette County, and then come to the game and enjoy themselves.
And again, the schedule is what for the weekend?
Friday and Saturday, we play both nights against Bowling Green State at 7 o'clock at the Barrie Event Center.
That's the comments of Bridget Barabee, the Associate Athletic Director at Northern Michigan University, joining us for our latest Wildcat Wednesday. For Great Lakes Radio, I'm Walt Lindelaw.